Hey guys, we hope you're enjoying Skin Room-ish. Please feel free to email us your ideas for episodes at office@theskinroomwithlauren.com or DM us on Instagram. Our handle is @the_skin_room. We're also hoping to make an episode featuring your burning questions for me and Kirsten. So shoot us an email with those as well, whether it's about skincare or the skin room or personal questions for us or just questions about our views on the world. We want to hear them. Nothing is too crazy. In the meantime, keep listening. Hello.
Hello.
Eli's here and also
Mia.
One of my best friends, Mia, is here for this episode, and Eli's gonna go watch TV, but he wanted to say hi first. So go ahead.
Hi, my name is Eli. I want to floss your teeth.
Are you gonna be a dental hygienist when you grow up?
No, I want to floss your eyelashes.
Your eyelashes?
No, your glasses. Oh.
Eli was flossing his teeth while he was saying hi, and now he's leaving. So if you hear anything alarming, it's Eli and or Lola.
I think Lola's probably with him.
Yeah, Lola probably went to bed. All right, Eli, turn the TV on. So this is the episode with my best friend Mia, who comes to my house every Saturday and cleans for me. And I do pay her. She's not my slave or anything. Cleans for me. And then most...
I mean, I would do it for free.
Yeah, but I can't let that happen. So... Mama, it happened. So... Sorry about that. I had to fix the TV for Eli, even though he has a... technically lost TV for a week for telling me that he wished that I was never born.
It's crazy. So, Max has lost TV indefinitely during the school week for poor behavior.
But so. We wanted to do a podcast, so alas, he is watching TV. Anyways, Mia comes to my house every Saturday and cleans my house because I like to blame it on my OCD, but maybe I'm just lazy. And I just like other people to clean my house. But not only does she do that, but almost every Saturday when I work, she cooks me dinner.
True story.
Like, she and sometimes she watches my child, and sometimes she watches my dog. But she almost always cooks me dinner on Saturday. So it's like I'm getting home to, like, my housewife and to, like, dinner being cooked for me.
Yeah.
And tonight we are drinking wine and wearing leggings and... coming at you with a podcast. So first, though, I wanted to tell everybody that I have added a new song to my playlist. You know what it is?
I don't.
Have you heard Hot Girl Bummer?
I have not heard that.
Okay, so Hot Girl Bummer is my new song right now. And I can't play it for you because I don't want to get sued. But you should look it up. You should look it up, too.
We'll listen to it after the podcast.
Yeah, we're going to listen to it after the podcast because we're like...
done.
We're like one bottle of wine in, so probably by the time this is done, we'll be ready to dance to some music.
Most definitely.
But, so anyways, and also Mario might get home in the middle of this, so if there's just like chaos all around, it's just my normal home life. It's just what happens. But, so Mia has been my best friend for a long time now, and she has been with me since, like, I opened the skin room almost.
Yeah,
so she has known it since it was just a little room to now.
A little room that was extremely hot in the summer.
We had no air conditioning in that building, like, at all.
Which is hard to believe. It's a brand new building.
It is hard to believe. John Bates. Gotta get it on it. It was rough. Like, especially doing full body waxes. I almost died every summer.
Yeah, it was pretty rough.
Yeah. But now the skin room has air conditioning, so don't worry about that. So anyways, Mia's been my best friend for a long time now. We've had some fallings out, so we haven't been best friends for the entire time, but probably like 5 years-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just about that.
Yeah.
And every about 16 months, we go through a spat where we're like...
Every winter, we decide to break up with each other, but this winter, we're almost halfway through.
It's true. We've surpassed.
We've almost made it.
Yeah. Another couple weeks and we'll make it past the winter hump.
It's going to be a big day. We should celebrate.
Yeah, we should.
The winter hump.
Girls trip.
Yes, girls trip. One time, we went shopping and Mia bought 6 pairs of shoes.
That weekend was crazy.
Anyways, so I have some questions for Mia, and some of them are skin room related, some of them are life related, and some of them are friendship related, which you may be thinking, well, if they break up every winter, they don't have much to say on friendship, but we do.
Yeah, we do.
Because we've had a really unhealthy friendship.
Yeah.
And we've had a very healthy friendship. So I think that we can speak to both
definitely
ways. So, are you ready?
Yeah, and I don't know what she's asking me.
Oh, yeah. She insisted on not hearing these questions. So, really, I could ask anything.
Yeah.
But I didn't come up with very interesting questions, to be honest with you. I could have done better. But are you ready?
I am ready.
Let's Again, do this. Is non-scripted. She's never heard these questions before.
And if your handwriting was better, I could probably read it, but I can't.
So. Stop. That's why I hired Kirsten and Maddie, just because they have good handwriting and I do not. So, yeah, she can't even read off my paper right now because my handwriting is so bad. So, here we go.
All right.
Ready?
Let's do it.
Okay. Other than amount of people, what is the biggest difference you see in the skin room now versus back in the day?
But I think it's pretty easy to answer. The teamwork and the collaboration between everybody that is there is, it's amazing to see how these girls, generally girls don't really get along. Mm-hmm. Like they're catty and it's dramatic and going into the skin room is a breath of fresh air because there's all these women that are uplifting each other and empowering each other to strive to be the best version of themselves that they can.
And it wasn't always like that.
No, absolutely not.
And I keep saying, like, in these episodes, like, we are so much different now than we were, and it's not necessarily like the skin room's better now or worse now than it was like back then, just so much different.
It's not just like that you guys empower and uplift each other, like it's the whole, it's everybody as a whole, like anybody who walks through those doors is made to feel absolutely amazing. These women are coming to you and a lot of them have, you know, like skincare struggles that they may have been struggling with their whole life. I mean, when I first started seeing Lauren, I had pretty bad acne and
it, now look at you.
I know. And now I got like clear skin and it's glowing. It's
because I boss her around.
Yeah. And I'm too scared to not do what she tells me to do. So
yeah, I mean, I feel like it's weird. There must be some type of, like, aura at the skin room. Even when our clients come in and they're, like, stressed out or going through, like, hard things in their life, we never talk about negative stuff in there.
And even,
like, never.
I mean, people talk about their stressors, but you leave not feeling stressed.
Not feeling it, yeah. Right. Like, and even, like, when we're not with clients, we are just always, like, talking about good things in our life, which is really nice. Next question.
Okay.
What is your opinion on your best friend doing your Brazilian? Is it awkward or is it less awkward?
The first time was really awkward. Do you remember the
Were
first
we
time?
Best friends then, though?
We had just started being friends. Our boys were in the same
So our boys are best friends too.
Yeah.
Just for everybody listening.
They were in the same class at nursery school and...
Nursery school?
I know. I guess it's nursery school. Daycare. It's
called that
daycare
anymore.
Well, whatever. And so it was a little bit awkward. I'm like, mm-hmm. I cannot believe I'm taking my pants off for a total stranger that's not a doctor. But the first time was awkward and then it was just, it's fine and...
no big deal.
I have seen during our breakup, I did see somebody else at a different establishment, and I will say that I prefer to get my Brazilians from the skin room.
And you have to say that.
I have to say that, but like, I will say that Lauren is ruthless, though. Like, she does not, like, she just does it, and it hurts, and.
Yeah.
I sometimes think that she enjoys...
Well, the thing is I just, like, maybe it's because I've been doing it for so long, but I just have no compassion, like, when I'm waxing somebody. I don't care. Like, I don't look in your eyes and, like, feel bad that you're going through pain. Like, if you
There's no coddling at all.
No, coddling. Ain't nobody got time for that. Like, if somebody asks me for a break, I legitimately, like, for some reason, my ears just tune that one statement out.
You're like, there's no such thing.
No, we don't do breaks. When I have a first-time client, though, I say, we have plenty of time, so if you need a break, just let me know. But
I definitely had 2 shots of vodka before my first Brazilian.
Little do they know is I'm not going to give them a break.
No breaks.
I don't give breaks. Like,
and she always starts on the side that hurts
the least.
And then...
I know. I wish I could not do that. You know, I was getting my tattoos done yesterday.
Yeah.
It's interesting that you say that. And I had... So, I said this in my last podcast. So, I had a tattoo that I needed to have fixed. And it was on my right arm. And while he was doing that, I was like... Because I'm an impulse person.
You are?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't. I never would have guessed that.
So I'm an impulse person, and I think it's really only because of the medication that I take to make me a impulse person. You know what I mean?
To make you not overthink everything.
To make me not overthink everything, yeah. But anyway, so while he was fixing the one on my right arm, I'm like, so I don't suppose that you have time to write, like, one little word on my left arm. And he did. So he was doing my left arm, and I was like, you know what? This hurts a lot more than my right arm. And he's like, I think it's because you use up all of your adrenaline on the first side. And I said, you know, I do waxing for a living, and everybody says that the left side hurts worse. And I've always thought that it's because your heart is on your left side.
Yeah.
But I have no, like, medical or scientific, like, evidence to back that up. It's just me.
I believed you. I thought it was, like, medically
proven. No, it's just me, like, talking out of my ass. So he,
well, it sounded believable.
So he's like, yeah, that makes sense. And I was like, but you know what? Your idea makes a whole lot more sense. So I wonder if no matter what side you started on when you're waxing, when you're doing a Brazilian, if the second side would hurt worse because you've used up adrenaline.
We'll have to try it.
But I can't. I get all messed up if I try to start with the opposite side. I can't do it. And I've taught my girls to not be able to do it either.
That's awesome.
Like, they would freak out if they tried to start with the opposite side. But anyway, so I guess that question is up for debate. Why the left side hurts worse. Maybe a doctor's listening to this and can give us an answer.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe Bethany would know.
Maybe Bethany would know. Although I think I've asked her before. Bethany is our RN that works at the skin room. Anyways, next question. I think Eli just hit his head on the table and then ran away.
He shouldn't be in the kitchen anyway.
No, he shouldn't be in the kitchen. We made a deal.
We did.
He's not even watching the TV.
The TV that got taken away from him.
Yeah, my mom's going to be pissed when she hears that he's watching TV.
Yeah, we love you, Mom. And the pizza was really good. You should have stayed.
Yeah, the pizza was good. It was definitely better than House of Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, House of Pizza. Anyways.
We do love your pizza. Just homemade's where it's at.
Homemade's better. Mia made me homemade pizza tonight, if you were wondering what that conversation was about. With green peppers, which is my favorite. So, you mentioned a few minutes ago that you're scared of me.
Yeah.
Do you... I don't think you still are.
Not so much anymore.
No. Do you remember, though, the exact moment that you became afraid of me? For the time that you were afraid of me, which you're not anymore.
I don't.
No?
Do you?
No, I don't. I think it just happened, like, organically.
What? No, I do remember.
Okay.
It was the day I let you pour acid all over my face.
Which day?
The very first time you gave me a chemical peel.
Yeah, so I used
you
to
had,
do...
like, no, you were just like, okay, next layer.
Next layer, here we go. So back in the day, I used to do some crazy chemical peels. These were, like, 7-layer peels.
Yeah,
I don't do those anymore. Now, the most layers I do for the peel that we use now is 2 layers.
It was crazy.
7 layers.
It smelled like you were dumping acetone on my face.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a good day. We actually have a picture of that day. Like, she took, a selfie of me doing...
And you had the most peel, like, grin on your face. You're like, I love this.
Grinning. I do love it. And you know what's amazing? This actually happened to me today. When you open a fresh bottle of peel, it, like, makes, like, a sizzle noise. And it's, like, the most, like, satisfying sound ever. I love it.
Right.
And when it happened to me today, it was on this poor teenage boy who I think I scare the shit out of every time he comes to see me.
But he's going to be so grateful
for
you.
Oh, man, his skin looks amazing, actually. Him and his mom. Can I make a shout out?
Yeah.
For a minute.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. It's your podcast. You can do whatever you
want. I can again, do whatever scared, I want. Can
again,
I?
Again, scared of you. Do whatever you want.
Do whatever I want. So, I have a lot of acne clients, and the majority of them... I think the majority of them are teenage clients, like high schoolers.
Which I wish I had known about this type of service or had it available to me as a teenager, because I remember
how
being
how would your
so
life be different now?
Yeah, even as like crazy. A young, in my early 20s, like I was so self-conscious because I had like crazy cystic acne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nobody believes me that I had awful acne. I had like grade 4 acne. And if
I believe
I had,
you, because when I feed you Smarties, you're so
it happens like, again. Yeah. Yeah, I'm addicted to Smarties. And one time Mia got me a 5-pound bag of them and it did not end well. I got a big breakout. But yeah, I used to have acne and I just think back to like, if I had had this like acne program option back then, how different like my high school years would have been.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like confidence wise, it's insane. But, so anyway, so most of my clients are teenagers. I do have quite a few adult clients, too, but... And I find that, obviously, with teenagers, they're kind of, like, at the mercy of their parents, like, driving them to their appointments and holding them accountable for, you know, using their products at home and stuff. And there always is... It's always either the parent or the teenager that's not into it. Like, one or the other of them, I find, one or the other of the pair doesn't care as much as the other one does, you know?
And it's probably the one that didn't initiate it.
So right, like exactly.
The parent that wants better skin for their child is probably more invested than
into
the child,
yes.
And then vice versa.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But I have this one teenage boy client, and I won't say his name or his mom's name, but they are both so freaking into this thing.
That's awesome.
Like... Both of them. His mom emails us, like, not every day, but, like, a lot. And is like, hey, I want this appointment, this appointment, this appointment. They know exactly how often he needs to come in. And she even emailed us the other day and said, hey, can you ship me these 2 products? And I'll pay for them, you know, through an invoice.
Yeah.
And because he's on the Face Reality program, so you can't run out of your products on Face Reality. You gotta stick to it. And... She emailed us and said, hey, can I get these 2 products mailed to us? And Kirsten emailed back and she was like, you know that you guys are coming in for an appointment in 2 days. And I called the post office and they said that if I ship them to you, they're going to be getting to you on the same exact day that you have an appointment here. And she's like, nope, I don't want to risk it. I want them shipped to me. Like, in her head, she was like, what if, for whatever reason, his appointment needs to be canceled? He's not going to have
his products.
And so he comes in every 2 weeks, and he lets me go at his face, and I make tears roll down his face every single time, and he takes it like a champ, and his mom loves it. She loves to watch it. She wasn't there today, but his skin is amazing.
Like, that's awesome.
It's amazing. They actually were working with another esthetician before, but then she moved, and they drive like 2 hours to get to me.
That's phenomenal.
And before that, they were driving longer to get to the other esthetician. They were going to New Hampshire.
That is
to
crazy.
See her. And so they're coming to me now. So I didn't see him like from the very start, but they showed me like before pictures of when he first started, and his skin is just like amazing.
That's crazy.
So maybe there's something to be said about being scared of your esthetician.
Yeah, I mean,
it's just different for you because you were my friend, too. Yeah. You shouldn't be scared of your best friend.
I'm, like, really intimidated by you when I go into, like, the skin room or...
But not, like, outside the skin room, though.
I mean, sometimes. I mean, you're, like
when?
A badass girl boss and you fight for what you want and...
I do fight.
You have, you know, crazy amounts of confidence and just...
But you do, too, now.
I do now,
yeah.
After hanging out with you for a while.
Well, and I'm like, not going to take all the credit for that.
Making some changes in my life.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're not on equal playing grounds, I still think.
Stop it.
But, yeah.
You're kind of a boss now.
I am, yep.
Yeah.
I am. I have 3 employees.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, next question.
Okay.
This is a tough one.
All right.
What do you hope to accomplish in 2020?
In 2020?
We're already in February.
Yeah, I know. I think my ultimate goal for this year, I don't really like to set resolutions because I'm not one to keep them. I feel like it's like a...
Although, how many days did you go without drinking alcohol?
It was like 3 weeks.
That's a lot.
Yeah. For someone who loves her vodka soda at night, like, yeah, so...
She did, like, a cleanse. I mean, obviously, she's done with it now.
Well, I'm not done with it, but I'm cheating.
She's done with it for the day.
Yeah, for the day. I think my ultimate goal in 2020 is to just be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I was my healthiest probably in 2012. I was at my lowest weight. Not that weight matters to me.
Right.
It's like the mental feeling about like how my body is working for me. You know, I was running a ton. I ran my first half marathon that year and I just felt phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And going into this year, I've had so much shit going on in my life for the past few years that
you're finally past it.
I'm finally past it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like learning about who I am and kind of mm-hmm. like finding my voice again and, you know, gaining momentum in what I want for my life and what I want for my son's life. So my ultimate goal this year is to focus on my health. So I have been, you know, really on a really strict diet, and I don't really believe in diets, so to speak, but like what I'm doing is just changing my lifestyle and making changes that I know that I can keep up with.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't even realize this until you told me it the other day, but I went to Rise last month, as you all know. And I don't know, apparently me like bringing back what I learned, like gave you the kick in the ass to like do this.
It really did. You told me
one... And I didn't even realize that I did it.
Yeah, you gave me one statement.
Was it the kid one?
Yeah. About like your actions are your kids' consequences or something.
Your choices today, or your choices now, are your child's consequences in the future.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't want my child to mm-hmm. grow up seeing that unhealthy mm-hmm. lifestyle. I mean, granted, he's not with me all the time, but just being really intentional with what I put into my body now mm-hmm. is super important because... You know, you essentially you are what you eat, and why, you know.
So you're gluten-free pizza?
I had gluten-free pizza. I did. I had gluten-free pizza today. I could have easily gone and had just...
When you texted me earlier today, so she was texting me earlier while I was at work asking what we wanted to have for dinner tonight. And she's like, cauliflower pizza? ? And I literally said out loud, like, what the fuck is she thinking? Like,
You like the cauliflower pizza, though.
I like
Shout out to them. They're
phenomenal. Power pizza. Yeah, that is the only cauliflower-based pizza that I like. Power. And I do
if
like
If anybody
it.
Knows them and they want to send us, like,
free stuff?
Pizza, that would be phenomenal.
Except that my freezer's too full, as you decided to share with my child the other day.
I was looking for something in the freezer and shit kept falling out everywhere.
And your organized kid was my like... freezer the other day. So anyways, yeah, I do like cauliflower pizza, but on a Saturday night...
On a cheat night, it's just not...
It's... yeah. No. So I literally said out loud to whoever, I don't even know who was in the room, but I was like, what the fuck? No.
Yeah, so homemade pizza it was.
Homemade pizza it was. But yeah. You did have gluten-free.
I did bring gluten-free pizza. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think... So, actually, I was going to get to this Mama, later in the episode.
Lola has a stuffy nose.
Okay. Lola has a stuffy nose, guys. Can you get her a tissue?
And maybe wrap her up in a blanket?
This, yeah, get her cozy.
This chair is her tissue.
Okay, get her cozy in a blanket, or you're going to have to shut the TV off. So, I was going to get to this earlier, but you actually touched on it. And I think that we are good people to speak
Lola,
on this.
Where
okay.
are you?
Hold Lola. On, we have to wait for the child and the dog to
Lola, come
vacate
on out and get
the
wrapped in a blanket.
Premises. Take her out to the living room, Eli.
Lola.
Go. You walk and she'll go.
Okay.
Lola's kind of high maintenance.
There you go. I know, you're okay. As you climb in my
She
lap.
Thinks she's a lap dog.
I know.
50-pound laptop. So, anyways, I think that we are good people to talk about this. You said that you spent the last few years, like, having a lot of stuff going on and not necessarily taking care of yourself.
Yeah. I was in survival mode.
Yeah. Which, like, coincidentally, I think all that stuff kind of started when we met.
Absolutely.
Like, not because we met, but, it was all, like, starting in your life, like, right around the same time that me and you met. And... like, we spent a lot of years of, not a lot of years, but a couple of years of you, like, kind of going through all of that really hard, like, shit.
Yeah.
And you're finally on the other side of it.
I am. And, like, the stuff that I'm going through now is, like...
Nothing typical, compared
yeah,
to...
Yeah, it's nothing.
Right. Like, I mean, not that it's nothing, but,
right.
you know. But, like, we spent those couple of years, like, kind of, like, trying to work through everything she was going through. And a couple of years seems like a long time when you're going through it. But now, she's on the other side of her stuff. And I've kind of been going through a lot of my own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend... I mean, maybe I'm wrong about this, but it feels like we spend the majority of our time, like, sifting through my shit.
Yeah, but it's all about...
And it's balance.
It's balance,
like,
yeah.
Like, I was there for her during her crap. And then we kind of took a little break, as we do. And now she's there for me through all of my stuff. And, like, I just think that's so important.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know if you're going to agree with this or not, but, like, our last break in our friendship, I feel like you and I both had the most growth
mm-hmm.
in what we
yeah.
expect out of the people in our
mm-hmm.
lives. You know, I think that sometimes when you have a best friend and you're going through things, you tend to take each other for granted.
Yeah.
And I think that we have a lot better understanding
mm-hmm.
about, you know, giving and receiving equal amounts to maintain a meaningful, healthy
mm-hmm.
friendship.
Yeah. Like, we rely on each other, but, like, we both know deep down, like, we don't need each other to survive.
Right. And
like,
I think in the past we were...
Thought we did.
Yeah, we thought
mm-hmm.
like we were each other's world.
Yeah.
Essentially, we should have just been married.
Married. Except,
yeah.
It's funny, actually, when I was leaving work today, I called Mario to just ask him if I could take his car tomorrow. And speaking of which, he just texted me. Nice of him to show up in my inbox. So I messaged him and said... I mean, I called him and said, are you getting out of work on time? And he's like, oh, I don't really know. And he's like, there's talk of, like, all the big names at Darling's. That's what he says. Going out for a beer after work. And I was like, well, Mia's going to be at the house. She's cooking dinner. She's cooking homemade pizza. He's like, oh, okay. And I said, well, we're going to do a podcast. He's like, okay, I really don't want to be there. And anyways.
Because you know if he walked in, he would make me cry.
Yeah, Mario always makes me a cry. For really no reason.
For no reason.
No.
The last time he asked if that, like, the last ability. Time he asked if he could have a piece of pizza in the fridge, and I burst out crying.
Yeah, it just is a thing that happens. Yeah. Mario makes a lot of people cry, to be honest.
He just walks in at the worst. It's just the worst opportunity, like the worst moment.
So anyways, I said something like, I should have just married Mia. Like, why didn't I just marry Mia? And he said, well, I mean, it's an option. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And he's like, but just so you know, I have options too. And what? I was like, oh yeah, who? He's like, I don't know. And he's like, but I'll find one.
I thought you were gonna say that he wanted to do like a whole sister wife.
Oh god, like, no. Oh. He can't even barely handle me.
Yeah.
I think one of the biggest reasons that me and you become friends again is because Mario, like, realizes how shitty his life is when I don't have my best friend to keep me occupied. And he's, like, the only person that, like, I bother all the time. So, there's that. But anyways, yeah, we should have just married each other. Would have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saved a lot of shit.
Definitely.
Yeah. What do you hope to see me accomplish in 2020? Business or professional?
Well, I mean, I'll always say that I want you to have another baby, but
no!
That's not happening. So,
no. I mean, all the power to people who want to have babies, but I do not.
Yeah. No, one and done is the deal.
That's it.
Being a boy mom is hard.
It is hard.
What do I want for you to accomplish?
Do you wish that you had read these questions?
No.
Oh.
I think that on a personal side, I want you to truly realize your worth and how valuable you are to people, and to allow yourself to let other people be there for you, because I think that's hard, because your personality is very much that you want to take care of everybody else, and I think sometimes you struggle letting people take care of you. So I hope that you accomplish that on a personal
like when
side.
I was in was it when I went to Florida or was it when I went to somewhere else and where was it that you had to be at my house really early to pick Eli up? It was Florida, right?
Yeah, when you went to Rise, and Mario, like, had to go to work.
The whole week before that, I'm like, Mia, I don't want you to come to my house at 6 in the morning and have my child all weekend. And you legitimately got mad at me.
I was like...
You were like, stop.
Like, it's enough.
I
like,
got this.
Cut it out. Like, it's fine.
And
like,
it's not that I don't have trust in other people. It's just like,
that you don't want anybody to be inconvenienced for you. And then for the skin room, or on, like, professionally for you, I just want to see you keep growing, because you are literally building an empire, and it's
2020 is all about growth.
Yeah, and it is
2020 mood.
It has been phenomenal to watch the growth that you have accomplished at such a young age, in a time when people are not always kind.
No.
It's really hard. There's always going to be somebody who's trying, whether it's personal or professional, that's trying to cut you down.
I think that's a good point to make to everybody. That is the one major thing that I had to, like, the one major hump that I've recently gotten over that has helped me propel to growing bigger.
Yes.
Like, it has taken me so long to get over the fact that, like, not everybody will like me and not everybody will agree with me.
Right. And other people's opinion of you is none of your business.
It doesn't matter. And it has taken me so long to get over that. But I tell you what, the second I did, like, the skin room has
flourished.
Blown up.
Yeah.
It's amazing how crazy that is. Like, that is so, so important. Even if you don't own a business. Like, even in your life, you don't own a business. Like, don't you think that the minute you stop caring about what other people think, you are able to...
Yeah, because you're focusing your energy on the things that actually matter to you.
Actually matter, yeah.
Instead of focusing on things that you have no control over. Like, I can't control other people's opinion of me, and they're entitled to have their own opinion. I'm entitled to have my own opinion about things. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really hard thing to do, though.
I think there's great things coming for you in 2020.
I think, I was actually thinking about this when I was trying to come up with questions, but, like I said, you've been there since I was by myself in a 9-foot by 10-foot office.
Yeah, I remember packing up that little
space. Yes, oh yeah, you did.
That little space had so much stuff in it.
It did have a lot of stuff in it.
So much stuff.
That's why I needed a bigger space. Imagine when we have to pack up this space someday and move it to a bigger space.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was me. It was me, you, and Mario.
Yep.
And Eli and Max.
Yep.
And they were what, like 4? They're young.
How long have you been? It's going on 3.
Almost, like 2.5 years.
So yeah, so they were like 4. Yeah.
And we did it like in a day. And yep. Now it would take like a month to move.
Well, it wouldn't. It would take a day, but you just have a bigger
more
team.
People.
Yeah, you have a bigger team. There's
that's
a bigger
true. Bigger force behind it. So, yeah. No, but I was thinking like, I don't know, maybe we weren't really friends during, like, the biggest transition of the Skin Room, like, as far as employees go.
We weren't.
Because I had, like, 2-3-ish employees, and then we kind of weren't friends for a while, and then all of a sudden, like, we were friends again, and I had, like, 6 employees.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that was how it happened?
Yeah.
So, it was funny, like, at our last event, Mia came, and she came early to help us set up, and so
by set up I just drank wine.
Yeah, that's pretty much
and had my makeup done.
That's true. What did you really do to set up?
I don't know. I think I just like talked with everybody and just kept people motivated.
Yeah. So she was there during the time that we had our like team like huddle.
Yeah.
Not huddle, because we weren't, like, physically huddled together. But our team, like, meeting before the event started. And I was really trying to, like, energize the girls and, like, pump them up and everything. And after they all, like, kind of dispersed, you said something like, I love watching you talk to your employees or something like that. And I was kind of like, what is she talking about? But then I was thinking about it, and it was probably because you've never known me as that person.
No.
You've known me as, like, your best friend.
Yeah.
But not, like, a boss to
a huge
6
team
other
like
people.
That. Yeah.
And I think this is another thing we were going to talk about later in the episode, but it's funny, like, getting to know your best friend as, like, an actual person.
Yeah.
Like, how they are outside of your friendship.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important, and it...
Like, when I see you, like, doing your spreadsheets and stuff, I'm like... Who is that?
Who's that nerd?
Who is that? I want to be her.
Total nerd.
But yeah, I think maybe that was like the like transition time for like when you felt like the Skin Room all of a sudden was like
when
not
you
a little
opened,
thing, but a big thing.
I think it like really started to set in. I mean, I always had confidence in you and faith that you were going to grow something awesome because you were proving that you could. But when you took on a new space and opened a headquarters, I was like, this is it. This is going to propel her forward because all of a sudden, like, you're not, your team has a place to go that's not direct client contact. Like, this is where they're going to learn. This is where you guys are going to meet as a team to help, you know, grow the
Almost
business
like
together.
The Skin Room is not just about doing facials and waxing anymore.
Yeah.
It's like...
It's about bigger things.
A whole thing.
Yeah.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I like that. So, you work full-time too.
Yeah.
Mia is a...
Banker.
Is that what you call it?
No, it's not. I am in the banking industry.
I was going to give you a way fancier name than that.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say fraud analyst.
I'm a fraud analyst, yes. That's what I was
I
doing.
Think
but now
really
I have
mysterious.
A, yeah, I have a team of analysts. We're 6 people on the team. I have, you know, the manager, myself as a supervisor, and then we have 4 analysts. So we all work together to do...
Which again, like you've grown so, when we were first friends, you were just
entry
an
level.
Employee, like
yeah, back office.
Yes,
yeah.
And now you have all these employees, and it's just crazy watching that stuff happen. But so not only are you a full time, she works full time, like till 5 every day.
Yeah.
Monday through Friday.
8 to 5, and then add in some time for commute, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So not only are you full-time, but you're also a single mom.
Yes.
Do yeah. you feel like you have...
Single, so if you know any guys that are ready to mingle, single and mingle.
I was going
to
ask you this. Do you have a Valentine?
What, you're not going to be my Valentine?
Well, yeah, but...
I do not currently have a Valentine.
All right, so the offer's out there, guys.
It is, yep.
Do you think there's any men listening to this podcast?
Yeah, Mario.
Oh, yeah, but so, he can't be your Valentine.
He can hook me up with flowers, too.
He could. He should, really, for all that you do for us. I mean, keeping me out of his hair.
You know what?
Some flowers for Valentine's Day.
You know what I'll give Mario for Valentine's Day?
What?
A game night.
A game night, yeah. Me and Mario and Mia used to always play games, like, late at night. And then, I don't know which one of
like
us
board
became...
games.
Yeah, let's, board games. Let's just clarify. Yeah. Board games. Like, nerdy games. And I don't know which one of us became boring, if it was us or it was him. But we kind of stopped doing that, and now he's, like, kind of being a bitch about it yeah. and saying that we never, like, play with him.
Yeah.
He's being a little kid and saying that we never play with him. So, that's your Valentine's gift for him, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I'll even let him pick which board game he wants to
play.
Whoa.
You know it's going to be Monopoly.
Yeah, I know. Which means we're going to have to start playing at like 2 o'clock.
I was just
going to
say it's going
to
take all night. Fuck. So, Mia cannot go on a date on Valentine's Day now because she's going to spend her entire night playing Monopoly with me and Mario.
What are you guys going to do for Valentine's Day?
Probably nothing. We're married.
The more the reason to...
We're living a different life than you are right now.
Yeah, I'm telling you. The single life is pretty crazy.
Mia was out on a date. Can we talk about this? Or no? Like, is this okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Mia was out on a date the other night, which I didn't know. Because, like, I think when you
yeah,
are...
We've had shit going on, so I don't want to, like...
Well, I think that when you're best friends, like, you think that you, like, know the other person and, like, know exactly how they are and what they're doing all the time. And then all of a sudden, one of us will do something that the other one's like, what?
You did what?
I didn't know. I didn't know you were doing that. So, anyway, she was out on a date the other night, and I was like, oh, like, the same guy you went out on a date with the other day? And you said...
No, it's a different guy.
So, there's that.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. So, I'm getting a ton of text messages. Okay.
So, your question.
So, my
single
question.
Mom.
Did yeah. I never even got to my question.
No.
Do you feel mom guilt for working full-time? Or do you feel like the opposite of mom guilt?
I think it's probably 50-50. So, I do feel guilty because I would really love to have more flexibility in my day. So, like, my child could be home with one of his parents after work after school instead of us having to work and him having to go to after school care. Which, nothing against the people that do after school care
right.
for
he
him.
Loves
They're
it.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, they've been part of our family since he was 6 months old. But, you know, I wish that I had more time to focus on him. I wish I had more energy at the end of the day to focus on him. But on the other side, I think it's really important, especially being a mom of a boy, to show our sons and daughters, too, that women can... work a full-time job and have a family and be a homeowner and, you know, just rock life in every area. I'm not saying that I do everything right all the time. Like, do I think I'm a fantastic mom? Absolutely not. I'm a great mom and I'm a good enough mom for the moment that's happening.
And you're the best mom that Max has.
Yeah.
And so that's all that matters.
He tells me that all the time. And there's no, you know, nobody will ever love you the way that your child loves you unconditionally through all of your faults. And I especially love when I have the opportunity to take him to work with me, which doesn't happen very often. But there are times like snow days or, you know, if I have to work from home because he's sick or there's a snow day, like he gets to see me working and he gets to see the importance of that. And then he's also come in and he occasionally, like every 6 months or so, he'll come in and actually come to the office with me.
Mm-hmm. Which, we should have prefaced this with, like, if you're a stay-at-home mom, like,
you're
all the more power to you.
Yeah, your job is
all the more hard. Power to you. But do you feel like with us personally, I kind of feel like I'm able to be a better mom since I work.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like if I were home all the time, I just wouldn't.
Yeah, and I mean, people look at me with like I have six heads when I say this, and it comes across bad, but I think I'm a better mother to my child since I became a single mom. Mm. I have him, mm-hmm. you know, I have shared custody with his dad, and, you know, we split the time 50-50, and I feel like my time with him now
is more meaningful.
You know, that not to say that I wouldn't love to have him with me all the time in, like, the perfect world, but I do feel like...
You take more, like, advantage of it because you have less time.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it, you know, when I don't have him, I'm focusing on the things in the house that need to be done, repairs, painting, home renovation, cleaning.
So you're not having to worry about that stuff when he is there.
Exactly, when he is there, that he's my sole focus. Mm-hmm. And I think he enjoys that, and I enjoy that, too.
Yeah. What's the grossest thing about being a boy mom?
Oh, my God.
There's a lot. It's hard to sift through.
The constant, like, talk about
poop and butts and
diarrhea.
Diarrhea, and,
like, that is just...
Yeah.
And, like, the nose picking, and it's just,
and
like,
eating? Does Max eat his?
No, he doesn't.
Eli does.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
I
did see a little girl do it the other day, which made me feel better.
Yeah, no, I think it's just, like, a kid thing. Yeah. But... What was it the other day that was happening? And I was like, this is disgusting. This is why boys are gross. And I can't remember what it was, but they're just, yeah.
Yeah. Also, another weird thing about being a mom to, like, young boys is, like, I don't know of a more delicate way to put this, but, like, the hard-on situation.
Yeah, when they
ask you
why. It's
a hard one to navigate. Mm,
definitely. Yeah, I vividly remember.
And it starts very early.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, as babies, they do it. It's not something that they can control.
Right, not like a sexual thing.
Yeah, I remember the first time he, like, actually addressed it to me.
And I remember this, actually.
Yeah.
Weren't you watching Mickey Mouse?
No.
Oh, maybe I don't remember
him,
this
I was
one.
Getting him ready for school, and... He kept, like, touching himself, and I was like, leave your penis alone. Take your hands out of your pants. What is wrong with your penis? He's like, it's just hard, and I don't understand. Why is it hard? Sometimes it's hard, and sometimes it's not. And I was like, well, that's a conversation you're going to have with your dad, because I don't have a penis, so I don't know
why.
So
we don't know.
And he was like, you don't have a penis? And I was like, no.
I still don't think Eli knows... like, quite understands that girls don't and boys do.
Yeah, I was like, no, girls have vaginas. He's like, what's a vagina? He's like, do you pee out of your butt? And I was like, no.
One time we were in Walmart. This was a couple years ago. And just the way that Mario's and I's, like, dynamic works, I have Eli most of the time. Like, I work as much as him, but he works more, like... I don't even know how to describe it. But, like, on my days off, I have Eli. Whereas on his days off, he doesn't.
Right.
I don't know. Anyways, so me and Eli were at Walmart, and I was on my period. And he was so young at the time that, obviously, if I had to go into a bathroom, he had to come with me.
Right. Max won't go into the women's bathroom anymore.
No, Eli doesn't really anymore either. But, so he was in with me, and he was in the stall with me, because he was, like, 4, you know, and I didn't want him to get... kidnapped or something, and I was changing my tampon, and he's like, why is your butthole bleeding? And he said it
really loud,
and there were other people in there, and we were in the bathroom that's, like, in back of Walmart, like, at the customer service, Photoshop.
Right, so people could hear it.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was mortifying, and I still have not, like, addressed that situation with him.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, every once in a while, he'll walk in when I'm, like, on my period and I'm peeing. You don't know. Mia doesn't get her period anymore.
No.
You haven't had yours in, like,
I don't
a have long any, time. Yeah, like, since we've known each other.
Yeah, I don't have any
So parts. You probably aren't even going to, like, really fathom this. But, like, when you have your period and you have a tampon in, if you just have to pee, you don't always change your tampon. You know, because you can leave it in for a few hours.
So right.
If you have to pee, though,
I did
you understand? Do you understand the basic concept of tampons?
I do. Okay. I am a lot older than you, Lauren.
Okay, so we're way far ahead, way further ahead in this conversation than I thought we were. So, so if you're going pee, but you don't have to change your tampon, you have to hold the string out of the way.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So I hold mine out of the way. And every once in a while, Eli will come in, because we only have one bathroom in our house, as you know. And he'll say, why are you holding on to your butt? And I don't know what to say.
I don't know what I would say either.
No.
I tend to not lie.
And I'll say, well, it's a tampon. And he'll be like, what is a tampon? And I'll be like, well, it's a thing for girls.
I try to be as factual and, like, age appropriate with Max as possible. So, like, when he asks me a question, I, like, literally will give him a very, like, honest but vague answer and leave it at that. Mm-hmm. Because I find that if I, like, talk too much, it makes more questions.
See, that's my problem, is I go
too far into detail. So I probably would have just said, well, you know, every month girls get their period and tampons are something that help us with it.
Yeah, see.
But in the moment,
that would have been way better than what I did. Because he's still, like, so confused.
Well,
by
I have a really good book, actually, that I should bring over you can read to him. It's, like, all about, and it's, like, pretty, it's made for, like, preschoolers, but it's pretty advanced.
Is it the period book? My mom got me that when I was younger.
No, it's, like, Amazing Me, like, all about my body.
You were telling
something.
Me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Okay.
Ooh, I don't think you're going to know about this one. So, Mia doesn't have Facebook.
I don't.
You haven't had Facebook in a few years.
It's been like 2 years.
So, are you aware that there is this, like, article circulating? People are reposting it about how apparently not everybody has an inner monologue.
You know, I was
like
just,
an inner voice in their brain.
Yeah, I was just, I didn't know it was circulating on Facebook.
Yeah,
but,
it's a big thing right now.
One of my girls at work and I were just talking about this, like how, like, not everybody can hear the voice in their head.
You have one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. But, like, do you think the people who don't have it are the people that, like, shy away from being in public because in order to they don't have the social cues. One, they can't process it in their head, and when they try to process it, they're mumbling or they're, like, verbally processing it so they can hear themselves instead of, like, doing it in their head.
Well, it's funny because I actually had a client today, and I had said to her something really awkward, like, because I just I say a lot of really awkward stuff, but so something came out of my mouth to her and I was like, oh, fuck, why did I even just say that? That made me sound so stupid. Yeah, right. No filter. And I made a comment like, you know, I get up every morning having no idea what's going to come out of my mouth all day. And she said, oh, it's funny you say that because somebody shared on Facebook something about how not everybody has an inner voice. And she said, and I don't.
What?
Yeah.
But how does she know that she doesn't?
Because she read the article and she's like, well, fuck. I don't have one.
Did she think that that it was a thing until she read the article?
Well, I asked her. I said, were you surprised when you read the article that people do have an inner voice? And she said, well, no, because I watch shows and in TV and stuff, they a lot of times portray people having, like, an inner, like, a conversation in their head.
Right.
So I knew that it was, like, a thing. But she said, I was surprised that I'm not the norm. That, like, more people have an inner voice than don't have an inner voice. And she said to me, which was really funny and made me realize that she was, like, telling the God-honest truth. She said, so, the voice inside your head, is it your voice? And I was like,
no.
No.
Mine is
it's
not
a voice, though. Like, how do you even describe it? It's not a voice. It's just a...
Yeah, and the person that's in my, this sounds, made me sound crazy, but
Kirsten said hers was like the narrator from HGTV shows.
Oh my god, Kirsten. Of course it would be.
Yeah.
No, mine is a more powerful woman,
like
that
a
badass version of my current
interesting
semi-badass self.
But she was also telling me, I'm like, so you have no like thoughts inside your head, like no overthinking or anything? She's like, no. I'm like, you must sleep really good. And she's like, yeah, I shut my eyes and I go right to sleep.
Shut the fuck up.
She says stuff throughout the day and doesn't, like,
whoever you are, if you're listening to this, I'm so jealous.
Are you calling her out? Do you think she's telling the truth?
No, I think she is. I think she is too. Yeah. I would, because I do know some people, like, literally they go to bed.
Can you imagine?
They close their eyes and that's it.
Go to sleep.
Like, I have like pretty bad anxiety. It's not nearly as bad as it was. I go through waves on whether or not I want to be taking, like, whether I take my medication for it or not. But, like, sometimes at night, I literally lay in bed and, like,
go through your entire day?
Or, like, map, like, relive my whole past, like, all of the mistakes. And I'm like, why can't you
like, that one time in fourth grade when you forgot to wash your hands and all the girls made fun of you for it?
Did that
Because that's what
you?
Mine is at night.
No, mine was, like... a lot worse than that.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. Maybe I just block the worst stuff out.
Yeah, no. Like, mine was, like, getting married, like, right out of high school. Right. And, like, just, like...
like, actual real-life stuff.
Like, poor
choices. Unlike my washing hands fiasco.
That's a real-life thing, though. It was obviously traumatizing, too, if you're still talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she said she just shuts her eyes and falls right asleep.
I would friggin' love that.
I know. That would be amazing. So I was wondering, like, what is the, like, compositional difference in somebody's brain that makes them have an inner monologue?
I don't know.
Versus not have an inner monologue?
I don't know.
It's weird. And she said something about how maybe it's, like, kind of genderish, even though, you know, she's a female. But if you think about it, guys tend to have... less, like, overthinking.
You think that has to do with the voices in their head? And
I think
just,
it might. Because,
like,
Mario shuts his eyes and falls asleep.
Did you ask him if he hears voices?
No, but we should when he gets home. Yeah.
We should.
Anyways, it's a weird thing. Have you read the article?
No.
You should.
Does that mean that I should sign up for Facebook?
Well, I don't know. You could probably find it, like, not on Facebook, but...
I don't know.
You could sign up for Facebook.
I think I need to get back on Facebook.
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah.
It's less, I don't know, maybe it's just, like, as you get older, it becomes less, like, dramatic and negative. It's less negative now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really scroll through Facebook much, though, but.
Like, I don't need another time suck. Like, I feel like.
That is.
I feel like the only reason why I really want it is to sell stuff on the marketplace, to be honest.
That is bullshit, though. People who go on the marketplace take themselves way too seriously.
Dude, I got some, like, badass shit in my basement that I need to sell and make money off of.
Yeah, but people will be, like, you'll post something for $10 and they'll be like, will you take $9.50?
Okay, that's just fucking dumb.
It's stupid. It's really dumb.
That's dumb.
Facebook Marketplace is, like, bullshit. Do you, moving on, do you, this is a big one, this is a loaded question.
All right.
Okay. Do you have any words of advice or otherwise for someone who is contemplating and may be nervous about getting a divorce?
Because
you went, like...
I went a couple years.
A couple years.
Yeah, I mean,
we tried
really hard back and forth to, you know, try to fix it. And, you know, ultimately we just grew apart. I think the one big piece of advice that I would give to anybody who's struggling in their relationship in that sense is to really dig down deep and find out if putting the work in will actually help. My ex and I co-parent, great. We got...
Just because you want to divorce somebody, it's not because they're a bad parent to your child.
And it doesn't mean that they're a bad person.
No.
It just means that the compatibility is just not there.
Right.
We got divorced before we hated each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
Which is really important.
I think that's really important, especially when you have children involved.
Mm-hmm.
I would 100% say if you're not going to therapy to help you work through it, like individual.
You don't mean couples therapy.
I mean couples therapy, absolutely. But like individual therapy. Mm-hmm. Like I went to therapy, and even though I had my friends to support me through it, your friends are always going to essentially side with you, mm-hmm. even if they give you a little pushback, like, no, you're being a little dramatic.
You said that you guys got divorced before you hated each other.
Yep.
Just to throw this out there, he hates me. I mean, if we're going to get deep here.
We're deep.
So they didn't hate each other yet, but he hated her friend.
Yeah.
Because I always sided with you.
Yeah. Well, that's a whole...
Moving on
from that. Yeah, so I would just say, you know, really think about what it is you want and just know that even though... I think it's... It might also be hard for women, like, if you're a stay-at-home mom and, like, you feel like you have to stay because for the financial support, you know, just know that you can do it. Like, you figure it out. I have.
Like, you were so worried about that.
I was petrified of it.
And you own a house.
I bought my own house.
Yeah.
I've been in my house for a little over a year now.
You have a nice car.
I have a good car. Mm-hmm. I have a good job. Mm-hmm. My life is not nearly as cushy as it was before. I don't see Lauren every other week.
Right. She doesn't come to the skin room anymore.
I mean, I do occasionally.
When I need, like, models for stuff.
Yeah.
Which I'm gonna need one soon.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. Sign me up. Mm-hmm. You know, that is another one of my 2020 things, is that I'm getting back on my consistent skincare routine, because that's something that helps me feel the best. I would just say, like, don't sell yourself short. Mm-hmm. Like, if you are truly unhappy in your marriage and no amount of therapy or date nights. You got to date your spouse, people. Like, you have to. Mm-hmm. You have to take time and put energy into the relationship. Mm-hmm. Marriages are not easy. It's a job. You have to work at it. Mm-hmm. And people who don't think that their marriage needs work, that's why it doesn't work.
You're a dumbass.
Like, yeah.
That's what you think. You can swear on this podcast.
I was swearing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. A while ago, I've dropped the F-bomb a couple times.
You also...
Not nearly as much as I usually curse.
Yeah,
but.
Not as much, or as much as I do. So, we are recording a whole other segment now, because we just talked for a good hour. And half hour, maybe. Not realizing that the recording shut off, so... You missed a lot of good material.
You did, so we're hoping it's...
We're going to redo it.
Redo it.
But here's the thing about redoing it, is that Eli chose to rip up my paper with questions on it. So this is going to be like winging it.
And not only that, we opened another bottle of wine.
We opened another bottle of wine, and Mario's cooking a steak, which is obnoxiously loud.
And Lauren thinks it stinks, and I think it smells amazing.
You know, when I was pregnant... I couldn't even walk through our kitchen because Mario cooked steak or salmon every night because all I could eat was cereal. And the smell of, like, the burnt steak, which I guess it wasn't burnt because he eats it, like, rare, but, like,
when I was pregnant, the smell of coffee and the smell of raw chicken.
Raw chicken have a smell?
It was just, I could not.
Did you hear us talking about the Scoby?
The Scoby?
On the podcast with Laura Moon?
Oh, yeah.
The Scoby for kombucha?
Yeah.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, it does look like a chicken cutlet.
It almost ruined kombucha for me, but not quite. But anyways, Mario's cooking steak right now, and it's obnoxious. So if you can't hear us, that's why.
But we still love him.
We do. But he's refusing to speak right now because he knows that we're recording. But he's going to be on an episode.
He is. He has to.
Yeah, of course he does.
You can't be married to Lauren and not be on her podcast.
You're the face of the skin room.
You could talk about anything.
Yeah. The world talk is about
how
oyster.
I've asked you. Let's talk about how I've asked you for the past like month to clean the dryer.
Bed. Oh, Mario's being called out.
Called out
on a live podcast. This just goes back to why
they
should have married
me.
Rolling
your eyes.
Yeah, Mario's rolling his eyes. Anyway,
back to
okay.
It.
So we left off talking about divorce, and now we're gonna switch to friendship. Sure. That seems like a good
yeah, I don't even
segment.
Know. We've talked a lot about our friendship.
Yeah. So, because we are best friends, mm-hmm. and we have been for a few years now.
Yeah.
But we have had downs.
Ups and downs, definitely.
Ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Is that how you would say it? And I think that while you're going through... Mario, can you turn that steak down? Holy shit. That's the loudest steak I've ever heard in my life. Anyways, when you're going through these things, it kind of feels like one or the other of us was being an asshole to the other one.
Yeah.
But really, on a subconscious level, do you feel like it was just one or the other of us realizing that the friendship wasn't nourishing us at that season in our life? And we had to let it go.
Yeah, I do. I think that every time that we've had to take a break from our friendship and come back to each other, that we've come back as completely different people.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
Because we've had a really unhealthy friendship and we've had a really healthy friendship.
Yeah, our original friendship became very codependent on each other. Mm-hmm. Like, we couldn't do anything without letting the other person know. Mm-hmm. And if we... You know, it was even to the point where, like, we wouldn't allow ourselves to have other friends, essentially. Mm-hmm. Like, we were each other's world.
Mm-hmm. And we alienated a lot of the other people in our lives.
We did. Not intentionally. It just, it kind of just happened. Mm-hmm. And once it happened, like, once you're in it, you don't know how to kind of come out of it. Mm-hmm. And it didn't end pretty. No. But
Mario can probably attest to that.
He doesn't want to. He's pleading the fifth on this. But we found our way back to each other, mm-hmm. and then it was better.
Yeah. Every time we've become friends again, we've been better than we were before.
Yeah, and this last break that we had about a year ago, I think we came back to each other, and our level of communication and understanding and expectations of each other had drastically changed.
Mm-hmm.
We were previously in a very I don't want to say non-productive stage in our lives that we just weren't good for each other at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And when we came back, like, we had both grown.
So are you staying here?
I'm not, probably. We're doing a podcast right now. Why don't you say goodnight to everybody?
No.
Okay.
All right. So we had, you know, we came back to each other and we grew tremendously. And I think our friendship is just something like people wish that they had in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And we're fortunate enough to have it in our lives because not everybody has this type of friendship.
And our expectations of each other are so much different.
They are. Like, there's a bigger understanding for what each is going through.
Like, I feel like a couple of years ago, my and yours too, priorities were totally skewed. And now, like, everybody that's in my life and everybody that I allow in my life just knows, like, my priorities are, like, Eli, Mario, the skin room.
Yeah.
And then everything and everybody comes after that. And similar to you, like, Max.
Work.
Everything else in your
life.
And we don't expect to be each other's, like...
Everything
anymore, which is important. But the other thing, too, is, like, your life, my life, in most people's lives, I feel like, are 100% better when you have a soulmate who is not your significant other.
Yeah, and I think that people are like, you can only have one soulmate.
Not true.
I don't think that that's true at all. I think that you have your soulmate that you're you build your life with. That's right. Your partner. Mm-hmm. And
mine happens to be eating a raw steak right now.
Which is fine.
Like, which is ironic that it's raw considering how loud it was while he was cooking. Right. But anyways.
You know, like, so in this case, Lauren has Mario. Mario's her, and Eli are her world. Mario's her soulmate. But I think that you also have a friend, and whether that friend is male or female, you also have a type of soulmate in mm-hmm. them. And I think that Lauren and I are that for each other. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, differences aside, we're always going to be there to mm-hmm. love and support each other, no matter what. And now I'm a little less scared of you. Like, I'm not scared.
Like, after this podcast? Or, like...
No, like, I think in general. Like, I mean, in terms of skincare and waxing, and I'm
You'll
still...
You'll always be scared.
I'll always be scared of you. But in terms of friendship...
Just my persona. That's my skincare persona, is just a savage.
Yeah. But, like, in terms of our friendship, I don't feel that way anymore. Right. Like, I think it was all, like... Yeah. No.
Yeah.
We've got it good.
We do have it good. And if you don't have that with somebody, I urge you to find it.
Yeah. And like you said in your previous podcast, like, your vibe attracts your tribe. And when you set your intention and put it out there, what you're looking for in
what type of people you want in your life.
Yeah, you will. It may not be today or tomorrow, but you will at some point have that person in your mm-hmm. life. And sometimes it takes years,
and sometimes, and I don't want to sound like I'm saying that you should try to change people, because actually my last podcast was exactly the mm-hmm. opposite of that. But sometimes when you figure out really what your intentions are and what you want for your life and your surroundings and who you want to be, people who truly care about being in your life and part of your circle will become that.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you just have to be brave enough to verbalize that to them.
Yeah.
Like, you've told me, this is who I want to be. This is what I need from you.
Yeah.
And I've told you, this is who I want to be. This is what I need from you. Yeah. Otherwise,
and
see
we
you later.
We didn't have that in the beginning.
No. And we didn't have to stick around when each other, like, finally verbalized, like, okay, this is what I need to be my best self. Oh, Tickle Feathers is gonna eat the fish.
He is.
Wait, should we? I've never publicly said what our fish's names are.
Oh.
On this podcast.
I think. Have you introduced all of your pets on the podcast?
No.
So.
I mean, everybody knows Lola.
Everybody knows.
And I talked about Wheezy and her chlamydia.
And then you got Tickle Feathers.
Tickle Feathers is like, he's like the OG Lauren and Mario family.
Yeah. So. The Panero household has...
It's like a jungle.
Has a Lauren, a Mario, and Eli.
Yep.
Three cats.
Three cats. One dog.
Tickle Feathers, Eloise, and French Toast.
French Toast.
And then...
Frenchie for short.
Yeah, Frenchie for short. And then Lola.
Yep.
And then recently, Lauren was out getting probably dog food or cat food and decided she needed fish.
Fish. So I threw out our microwave.
Yep, she threw out her microwave to replace
to make room for a fish
tank on her counter, which Tickle Feathers is now laying on,
top of. Good.
So you bought three neon...
Collapse. Yeah, what are... Glowfish. Three glowfish. Pink, purple, and green.
Yeah, one for each human member of the family.
Yes. And we each named one.
Yep, so what did Eli name his?
Well, Eli's has to be last.
Oh, okay.
So mine was the pink one, and I named it Ludafish, you know, because Ludacris is my man.
Yeah.
Mario, after much thought and debate, he had two that he was really, like, down to. His is the purple one, by the way. He named his Fishy Elliot, and Eli, who has the green one, named his Chuck.
Not a rapper fan, that Eli.
No. He is, though.
He is. He loves rap, but he
liked the name Chuck.
Yeah.
So anyways, the reason that we just got into that is because Tickle Feathers is currently drinking out of the fish tank and probably about to massacre one of the fish.
Yep.
So there's that.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's important to have a best friend in your life. Last question. What's your favorite memory of us together? Oh, God.
I mean, I think the absolute favorite that comes to mind.
My house is just chaos all the time.
Boys are just... my favorite memory is we had a girls' weekend, the same weekend that I bought, like, 6 pairs of shoes.
She was rage shopping.
I was definitely rage shopping.
I just shop no matter what feelings I'm feeling, but you...
That was, like, a crazy weekend. Like, I think I spent, like... How many bags did I leave a lady with?
Probably, like, 6.
Yeah, we had, like, 6 of the huge bag.
Yeah.
So,
And I went through this entire shopping... Go in the living room or you're going to bed. I went through this entire shopping trip with a fever. I just want to throw crazy. That out there.
We were looking at pictures and like I Lauren was awful. Like, she's like, look how pale I am.
But to be fair, I was always that pale back then.
Yeah. You have really good color today, by the way. Very rosy cheeks.
It's probably the wine.
Yeah.
So anyways.
Favorite memory is that weekend we stayed at the Holiday Inn by the Bay.
Which is a very nice hotel.
Yeah. And we... had gone to Taco Escobar for
Taco
dinner.
Taco Escobar, where we witnessed a fight, right? Between the owner
and the bar. And a customer.
Because I
think he was like, they were both hammered.
The owner was like, trashed.
Trashed at the end of the bar. But, yeah, it was funny.
It was a good restaurant.
The food is phenomenal.
Yes, yes.
And the margaritas are bomb.
Yeah.
So after that, and it's like almost right across the street from the hotel. So we went back to the hotel and changed into comfortable clothes and went and sit at the hotel bar, had some bomb drinks.
Yeah. Mine was like neon green.
Yeah.
It looked like Eli's fish.
Yeah. And her little like,
space buns,
the bartender and space buns. So, she made some great drinks and then we wanted dessert. So we ordered like creme brulee, but she brought out this like weird blueberry tart thing. And there was this older guy sitting next to us. Like there was literally 3 people in the bar, me and Lauren. And then this other guy, and there was 20 seats and he had to sit right beside us. And so we finished our dessert because we didn't really like it, and we kind of put the plate to the side, but
he had been fighting with the bartender
over something about like aerating wine properly, and it was just the bartender was annoyed, the manager was annoyed, we were annoyed. So then he looks at us and he's like, are you gonna eat those blueberries? And Lauren and I look at each other and we're like, what the fuck? And we're like, no.
Daddy.
And he goes, okay. And then he starts eating the blueberries off of our plate. And then...
With his fingers.
And then we were talking about something about the kids, and he started judging our parenting style.
I forgot about that. What did he say?
I don't even remember, but I was like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah. If we ever saw him again...
I don't even know that I would remember.
No, I don't think I would either, honestly. But he was an asshole.
Yeah, we've had some pretty good memories. Yeah.
So this was another thing that I mentioned, but we had gotten cut off because apparently this podcast can only do 60 minutes for a segment.
And this
we
is going to be like that. A 5-hour podcast.
Yeah, so we have like been through a lot of stuff with each other, which... In our recording before, I said this before she said her favorite memory, so it made more sense. But, like, I have been in the room with Mia while she had a tube ripped out of her boob, like a drain tube.
Yeah.
And it squirted all over the surgeon.
Yeah.
All over her white coat.
I had a breast reduction and had some complications, which Lauren took me for... The original surgery.
Yeah, it took me up for a lot of surgeries.
And then, like, no questions asked, I called her panicking in the middle of the day. And I was like, I have to have emergency surgery. I need you. And she was like, done. And was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so when she came with me to have the drain tube taken
removed.
Out. And it was... Yeah, it was sprayed all over her white lab coat. It was the doctor's white lab coat.
Mia has literally blown on my stomach... While I was having a procedure and my skin was burning, and she like squatted down, and blew cool air on my stomach.
Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Mortifying. This is what bedtime is like every night. So, that's my life. Yeah.
We've had some pretty phenomenal.
Yeah. You gotta find yourself a best friend.
Yeah, you do.
Mm-hmm. All right, anything else you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I mean, if you have any, like, single dudes in your life that are, you know, just putting it out there, like...
But Mia has other obligations for Valentine's Day now.
Yeah, I do. Tomorrow, yep. Yeah. So Valentine's Day is out.
It's out.
You know, Bumble only gets you so far.
Mm-hmm.
Dating.
She's out there.
I'm out there.
She's out there. You like, what, long walks on the beach?
I like, yeah. I want a man who's gonna, like, know how to mix the perfect vodka soda and know
That's easy. Anybody can do
yeah,
that.
No, there's a good ratio, though, and make the perfect white wine spritzer.
Mario can't do that, and I married him.
And Mario doesn't ultimately, understand ice. Like, that person has to be able to tolerate Lauren and Ivy.
Yeah.
It's like, there's just nothing around that, so.
Yeah.
Mario's
figured it out somehow.
Yeah, he just ignores us.
Yeah, that's true. Which he's doing right now. Currently, my child is running back and forth throughout the house.
Which I'm sure you can hear.
Which you can hear, yeah. And Mario is just silently following after him.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get him to stop.
Yep.
As we're just sitting at the table, ignoring the whole thing. So, that's what happens. All right.
Okay.
That's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
It's a wrap for wine night.
All right. Till next time.
Till next time.
Bye.